Chapter 32. Mr. Jones's Surprise Fails.
Huck said, "Tom, we could run away. We could go through the window."
"Why do you want to run away?"
"I can't join that crowd, Tom."
"Oh, that is nothing to be afraid of. I will take care of you."
Sid appeared.
"Sid, why are all these people here?" "Old Mr. Jones has a surprise."
"But it won't surprise many people. Most of us know it already."
What is the surprise, Sid?"
"It is about Huck following Indian Joe and the other man to this house. But it won't be a surprise. You'll see," he laughed. "Some person told about it."
Tom said,
"You told. There is only one person in this town who would destroy a good surprise. You. Now go away or I'll throw you out of this room."
Some minutes later, Huck and Tom were eating at a big table with the others when Mr. Jones stood up to speak. He told the story about Huck. It was true that it did not seem much like a surprise, but people tried to seem surprised. Mrs. Douglas thanked Huck again and again. She said that she would give Huck a room in her house and send him to school, and that later she would give him money to start a business. Tom said,
"Huck won't need it. He is rich."
People tried not to laugh. Tom said,
"Huck has money. Perhaps you do not believe it, but he has. I can show you."
He ran outside.
"What is Tom doing now?"
said Aunt Polly.
"I never can understand that boy."
Tom entered carrying the heavy bags. He opened them and let the yellow gold fall out on the table.
"What did I tell you?"
he said.
"Half is Huck's and half is mine."
All looked. None could speak for a moment. Then they asked Tom to explain. It was a long story, but it was full of interest. When Tom finished, Mr. Jones said,
"I planned a surprise for this evening, but this surprise makes mine seem very small."
The money was counted. There was more than $12,000. Some of the village people owned land and were much richer than Tom and Huck, but none had ever before seen so much money at one time.